Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement, where we talk about building not just a retirement plan, but a retirement lifestyle. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and every week I help you unpack strategies for protecting what you've built, reducing taxes, and creating financial confidence for the next chapter of your life. Today, I want to talk to you about something that might ruffle a few feathers, the financial myths that keep so many retirees stuck. Recently, I was revisiting one of my favorite books, Killing Sacred Cows by Garrett Gunderson, and I was reminded of how powerful these myths are. They sneak into our thinking, into the advice we get, and even into the decisions we make with our money. And here's the thing. These myths don't just affect retirees. They affect business owners, investors, and anyone who's ever been told to just trust the plan. So today we're going to expose some of the biggest sacred cows in personal finance and talk about how to replace financial fear with true financial freedom. Let's start with one of the most dangerous myths in all of finance. You have to take big risks to get big rewards. How many times have you heard that one? It's practically a mantra on Wall Street. But as Killing Sacred Cows points out, the wealthy don't build their wealth by gambling. They build it by controlling risk and focusing on what they understand. You see, risk doesn't automatically equal reward. It only equals uncertainty. And for retirees, uncertainty is the opposite of freedom. I often meet people who say, Carol, my portfolio is down again this year, but I was told to just stay the course. Yet deep down, they're not sleeping well. They're anxious because they're relying on hope instead of a plan. True wealth isn't about riding out the storm. It's about designing a ship that can weather it. When you structure your retirement income around predictable cash flow, tax efficiency, and principal protection, you're not being conservative, you're being strategic. As Garrett Gunderson puts it, risk comes from ignorance, security comes from knowledge. So the goal isn't to chase high returns, it's to achieve consistent, intentional returns that match your lifestyle and peace of mind. Let's move to the second sacred cow, the idea that retirement is the finish line. Now, I've worked with hundreds of retirees, and the happiest ones didn't retire in the traditional sense. They didn't clock out of life. They just shifted into a season where they had more freedom and flexibility to do what they love. Some started mentoring younger business owners. Some volunteered more. Some launched small side ventures just to stay engaged. Because what most people are really after isn't retirement, it's purposeful independence. Here's the truth. We are wired to create, to contribute, and to stay useful. When you remove that from your life, you don't get peace, you get restlessness. And from a financial standpoint, the retirement as the goal mindset can be dangerous. It often leads people to focus on accumulation rather than distribution, on growth rather than preservation, and on making it to 65 rather than ensuring their money lasts to 95. So instead of chasing a finish line, I challenge you to build a financial lifestyle, one that supports your goals, your values, and your legacy. Because abundance isn't a number, it's a mindset. Now let's tackle a big one. It's a tough one for people raised on traditional financial advice. All debt is bad. Most of us grew up hearing that debt is dangerous, and in many cases, that's true. But when you understand how money works and how to use leverage properly, debt can be a tool for creating long-term efficiency. For example, in the business world, small debt is used to finance growth, acquire assets, or create recurring cash flow. In personal finance, strategic leverage might mean using low-interest debt while your capital earns more elsewhere, or using properly structured insurance or annuity products to control risk without locking up liquidity. The key word here is control. As Killing Sacred Cows explains, debt isn't the enemy, ignorance is. When you understand your cash flow, your liabilities, and your tax strategy, you can make debt work for you instead of against you. And in today's environment, where interest rates, inflation, and taxes are constantly shifting, flexibility and liquidity matter more than ever. So rather than being debt-free, focus on being financially free. That means having your money in motion, working for you, not sitting idle out of fear. Now, this one might sting a little, especially if you've been told to just diversify. Diversification can be wise, but it can also be an excuse for lack of clarity. I call it diversify and pray, because most investors spread their money across a dozen different accounts and mutual funds, but can't tell you what any of them are doing. That's not a plan, that's a guessing game. True diversification isn't about owning everything. It's about owning with intention. It's okay to concentrate when you have knowledge, control, and liquidity. That's how many successful investors and entrepreneurs build real wealth. They specialize, then protect their gains with intelligent diversification. So ask yourself, do you know where your money is? Do you know what it's doing? And most importantly, do you know why? If you can't answer yes to all three, it's time to revisit your strategy. This next principle ties all of these myths together. It's the shift from scarcity to stewardship. Scarcity says, I might not have enough. Stewardship says, I will multiply what I've been given. Scarcity creates anxiety. Stewardship creates clarity. When we move from fear to stewardship, everything changes. We make decisions based on purpose, not panic. We prioritize control and efficiency, not speculation. We stop chasing more and start designing enough. And this isn't just a financial principle, it's a spiritual one. You see, stewardship isn't about hoarding wealth. It's about managing it wisely so it can serve you, your family, and your community for generations. This is where what would the Rockefellers do connects beautifully. The Rockefellers didn't build their wealth to retire. They built it to endure. They created family systems that preserved and multiplied wealth through education, shared vision, and financial structure. And that's what I want for you too. Whether you're living in retirement or preparing for it, you are the steward of your family's financial future. Let's bring it home with a concept that I like to think defines everything we've discussed today. Financial clarity versus financial hope. Financial hope is saying, I think it'll work out. Financial certainty is saying, I know how it works and I know it will last. Certainty doesn't come from guessing what the market will do. It comes from understanding your income sources, your tax plan, and your protection strategies. Certainty means your income is reliable, your taxes are minimized, your estate plan is clear, and your money aligns with your values. When you have that kind of clarity, market headlines don't shake you. They just remind you that you're glad you have a plan. So if today's episode hit home, I want to challenge you to take the next step. Do a quick self audit. Ask yourself, which of these myths might still be running my money story? Is it fear of risk? Is it the idea that retirement means the end of my purpose? Or maybe it's still a scarcity mindset that keeps you from living abundantly now. Whatever it is, recognize it and replace it with stewardship, clarity, and confidence. As always, thank you for spending a few minutes with me today. If you found value in this conversation, I encourage you to share this episode with someone you care about, a friend, a spouse, or maybe a business owner who's trying to make sense of the next chapter of their wealth journey. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Navigating Abundant Retirement so you don't miss future episodes. Next week, we'll be talking about your return, your true ROI, the return on intention. It's about aligning your money, time, and values, because in retirement, the best return isn't measured in percentages, it's measured in peace of mind. Until then, I'm Carol Dewey, reminding you that true abundance isn't what you have. It's how well you live with what you've been given. Thanks for joining me, and I will see you again next week.
you should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.